At just about any large expanse of water, you're likely to find a boat owner who's found one of those old wooden power boats and restored it. The gleaming mahogany or cedar deck is so shiny it looks like plastic. Here at the Antique Boat Museum in Clayton, New York, thousands of people visit every year, but especially when the antique boat owners gather to show off their craft. John McLean is the executive director of the museum.
These antique boats are extraordinary pieces of furniture. People would pay a fortune to have this kind of craftsmanship in their furniture in their houses. They have to be fabricated so well, and the craftsmanship has to be so good because they have to be watertight.
The wood power boats were built from the beginning of the 20th century into the 1940s, but there are a few wood boats that are not nearly that old. A handful of people are still building the boats. Some are replicas of old designs, and some are new designs that look like they might have been built 75 years ago. Everett Smith is among the contemporary boat builders. He started building boats in 1971, when almost no one was building them. He remembers thinking every step in the process seemed to be a major accomplishment.
I had finished putting my first plank on. I was so proud of it, I pulled the clamps off and I stood back and it just went... It sprung off in a bunch of fragments. So by the time you really get done with it, I mean, you know you've accomplished something. It's a pretty remarkable thing. I think the moment, though, is the moment you first get in it on the water. I mean, that is a magic moment.
Well, that kind of seems like an invitation. I asked if we could take one of his new but old-looking boats, a long racing boat, out on the water.
We're in the St. Lawrence River, in the middle of the Thousand Islands, just off Clayton, New York. We're in a reproduction of a 1910 Lierre number boat designed by Charles Maurer. There were originally 20 of them built, so this is number 21. Top speed's about 35. it's a smooth ride, but it's not fast.
Fast enough. Water splashes the skipper and passenger every time the racing boat hits a wave. Smith jokes about how the original boats quickly added some windshields. Not this one. Smith says as a kid, he was inspired by a great uncle who used to carve canoe paddles for the kids in the family. His grandfather and father taught them to maintain and varnish the wood boats that they had then. And his father used to buy boat kits for Smith and his brother to build.
I am sort of aware of how the older generation might be looking down and thinking what we're doing, you know. And there are times when I'm really happy because I know that my great uncle George and my grandfather would love the canoe stuff and the small boat stuff. I think they would really dig that.
And Smith's contemporaries also dig it. Rebecca Hopfinger is curator of special events at the Antique Boat Museum. She says wood boat builders are admired for their craftsmanship and their determination to pursue their art.
Well, I think some of the people wish they were Everett. You know, I've heard so many guys come through the front doors of the museum and say, oh, you know, when I have some more time, I'm going to just work in my shop and try and build a boat. And, you know, Everett lives it, breathes it every day. So there's, you know, maybe a little bit of jealousy in a sense, but there certainly is a desire to do the work like Everett does.
Everett Smith says building wood boats just came naturally in a way a lot of people who came of age in the 1960s embraced. Smith says he recently read Bob Dylan's autobiography, and it stirred some of the old feelings that led him to his career.
And I've realized reading his autobiography that the wooden boat thing for me was just sort of a natural progression from that time. You know, it was an interest in something that was wholesome and demanding and interesting and useful, you know, and it all seemed to fall right into place. It was of course. I didn't have to think it over and, well, am I going to do this? It was just like, this is obvious. This is what I want to do. This is what I got to do.
And apparently he'll keep doing it because in his shop, nautical hardware, long boards of hardwood, and parts of salvaged antique boat motors all seem to promise that Everett Smith will be putting a lot more gleaming wood boats on the water. For the GLRC, this is Lester Graham.